Welcome into today's community close-up. We have with us today
Amber Lowry from Mitchell County Animal Rescue.
Well, how's the new job going?
It's going great. So far, so good.
You're the executive director. Is that the proper title?
Yes.
It took long enough for you to get that job. I mean, you know, you've only been working over here, what, 1,700 years? And
feels like it, yeah.
You used to hang out across the road with us at the radio station, so you're kind of home.
Yeah, I am.
So, are you liking it?
I love it. So far, so good.
Going from working at something to being the ED, and I talked to somebody when Pam decided that she was going to leave. I made the comment. I said, the hard thing about that job is there's so much to run in the animal rescue, and everybody's going to think, oh, you get paid to pet the dogs.
That's exactly right. There's so much more to it. A break every now and again to go back and pet a dog is a welcome thing, but, I mean, for the most part, it's pretty hard work.
Yeah. Well, and it is an administrative type job, and I'm sure one of the main things you have to do is continuously raise money.
Absolutely. That is something that we have to work very hard at with a nonprofit. Any nonprofit you have to raise funds for. So
that's the whole idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
So now, who is this on your lap?
Oh, I have on my lap a kitty named Hagrid. He is an adult cat with food allergies, so he's missing some hair on his face. He kind of looks like a mole rat in the face. But it makes him so adorable, and he's the most friendly, loving guy that we have here. He's precious.
Well, I walked in, and it's like I was telling Amber, you know, jumped up and let me start petting him everything, and I'm going, my cat, I've had it since it was a kitten, and unless I've got food in my hand, it don't care a whole lot. Well, except at nighttime when you go to bed, she shows up. But outside of that, not that cat.
No,
this one's friendly.
This guy's super, super friendly. He is the happiest when he's in somebody's lap.
And is he?
Yeah, so I've not been very productive today. Hagrid has been very needy today, so we've made some time for him.
Well, that's a good thing. I know when I got here, there was a lot of folks. It's a beautiful day. There's a lot of folks out in the yard watching a couple of dogs or watching a dog run, and you told me they had actually been painting.
Oh, yeah. We've been busy today. We've started painting our dog kennels. It's a project that we've been wanting to get to for a long time, and our dog intake numbers are a little bit low right now, so we just took advantage of that, and we're trying to get some much-needed maintenance work done for the shelter, try to beautify it a little bit and making it more welcoming to the public and not quite as depressing.
Well, and that's a good thing. Although it's hard to believe it could be depressing with this little fella sitting around.
For sure.
So now you've got animals available to adopt, I would guess.
Always. We have a pig named Tony Hawk. He's a potbelly pig. We have several dogs. Seems to me that we're specializing in short-legged, Bassetty-type dogs. We've got several of those little short-legged fellas, and then we've got some really nice cats available, too. Not many kittens right now. It's not quite time, but we do have some adult cats that are lovely.
Okay, so that's all available, and if, as always, you can go online and see most everything you've got available to be adopted.
Sure. Yeah, you can go to petfinder.com, or you can go to the Animal Rescue's website. It's www.mitchellcountyanimalrescue.org.
And, of course, you've got a little teeny tiny little bitty presence on Facebook, but nobody pays that a whole lot of attention.
No. It's starting to calm down after the viral Perdita post. It's calming down some for us, so that's a good thing.
So now, was all of the stuff I saw about Perdita, is that how you said it, was that all real?
That was real. She was naughty. She was a naughty, naughty girl. And we decided that we could make a sad post about her situation, or we could try to do something funny and bring some comedy to it and try to get some attention for a cat that probably wouldn't have had very much attention. And boy, did that work.
Yeah, I'd say all over the world.
Yeah.
So she's got a new home.
She has a new home. She's in Tennessee, far away from us.
Never mind.
We loved her, we did, but we were happy that she got a really great home. She's we had 175 plus applications for this cat, which, I mean, she was the domestic short hair black and white adult female, so we were really pleased with that. That's a type and a breed and color that we don't typically have a lot of excitement about, so it was really nice. But her home that she's in now, she's doing really well.
Good.
Arm & Hammer has been really awesome and has sponsored cat litter for her for a year, and they're also paying for a cat behavior specialist to go in and work with her and her new family to make the transition as smooth as possible.
Now that's something I'd like to see.
You need to follow
on Facebook. Okay.
Yeah.
So that all's been going on.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, all the other things that are involved with the animal rescue. Yeah. you're always, like you said, raising money. There's always stuff going on. I guess the next big event is the spaghetti meal, right?
Yep, the spaghetti dinner is coming up on April the 18th. It's going to be held at the First Baptist Church in Spruce Pond this year. It's going to be from 5 to 8 p.m. The spaghetti dinner is a big fundraiser for us. It's our spring fundraiser. And then we're going to also have Paws in the Park again this year, hopefully happening sometime in August. And then Wine and Whiskers will be in November. So that's our three main events that people can donate to or sponsor some of the event cost if they'd like to do that. Or come out and just enjoy the festivities and be a part of it and help us fundraise that way.
Okay, and that's those type things are going on. And, of course, as always, I noticed on the table you've got an animal that's going to be cold, going to have a little more cold weather coming up. You got blankets out there.
We have blankets. Usually during the winter we keep blankets on our picnic table, and that's for anybody. Anybody can come up and grab a blanket or two if they need them for their doghouse or even if they need them for themselves. Come by and grab a blanket if you need one. If they're there, you're welcome to them. We're happy to share the wealth because we get a lot of blankets donated. We also have a pet food bank. If you find yourself in a position where you've maybe lost your job or you're just having a difficult time, you can come out if you're a Mitchell County resident and talk to us, and we're happy to help you with some pet food. If it's something that you need, we're happy to help.
And that's just some of the services that are available. What's the hours of the shelter?
We're here Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. We're here from 10 until 4:30. And then Wednesdays, we're here just a couple of hours from 10 till 12. And now we're open on Saturdays. We're here from 10 till 2.
Lots going on. Mm-hmm. Again, seriously, a good way to keep up with it is that Facebook page.
Absolutely.
And also the web page.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to wait and make a donation during a particular event. I'm sure you get donations all the time, and they're greatly appreciated.
Oh, absolutely. And there's several ways that you can donate. You can donate through our Facebook page. We try to put donation buttons on almost all of our posts. So if there's something that you like or that pulls at your heartstrings, you can donate that way. You can donate through our website. There's also a way to set up a continuing contribution, like a monthly contribution through there. You can call us up with a credit card and we'll run it, or you can come by and see us or pop something in the mail. We're happy for any donations that we get, always.
Yeah, and they always go to a good cause because, like you say, between trying to operate the mm-hmm. facility, keeping it to where the animals are fed, they get their own diet and all that stuff,
yeah.
There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on, yes. Most of the money that we need help with, most of the things that we need help with is just the actual cost of spay and neuter to get these animals fixed before they go home. And then we also have low-cost spay and neuter programs that anybody can take advantage of. And then sometimes we have free programs for folks that are low income. And I do have some grant money right now for folks that might be low income. You can call us and get details about that. If you're a Mitchell County resident, we can help you out with a free surgery for your pets.
Okay. And the phone number is?
828-765-6952.
Amber, thanks for taking a minute to talk to us and continue to keep the cat here happy.
He seems pretty happy. He's curled up taking a nap now, but we're good. Thank you so much.
Our guest today, Amber Lowry, the Executive Director of the Mitchell County Animal Rescue. Amber, thanks for letting us stop by and visit. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.